We've set up a stall here in the Bourke Street Mall. We're going to see how many people we can get to sign a petition asking the Australian government to stop the sheep slaughter.
Sheep are cute and fluffy, so surely it wouldn't be too hard to muster up some sympathy, especially with our horrific photos and fact sheets.
Excuse me, we want people to stop eating sheep for food.
We're asking that you sign a petition.
Well, what are you going to have if you don't kill a sheep?
And we'd like people to sign a petition being sent to the Australian government to stop them allowing 28 million sheep to be slaughtered just so we can eat.
Yeah.
I'm sort of sorry to see this on display, because when you think of human beings being murdered every day and you're here wasting your time defending animals.
We don't see it as a waste of time.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my
life. Really?
I'm a farmer.
What sheep?
There are 28 million sheep slaughtered every year in Australia just for people to eat.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, so... We want people to stop eating sheep.
I quite like lamb. Stop killing sheep for food.
So what's the problem? Like, when they get on the ship?
No, it's just to stop them getting slaughtered, basically. It's to stop people eating lamb.
Stop people eating lamb?
Yeah.
No, I don't really agree with that.
We kill 28 million of them every year and they're transported in appalling conditions.
They go overseas?
No, here as well.
Yeah.
Yes, they're hobbled together.
They're not hobbled together.
Yeah.
Oh, you should get your priorities right.
I think we're quite happy with the priorities.
No, you're wrong. Priorities are wrong.
We have people and human beings. There's so many other things in the world going on. I think we should focus ourselves on those areas, but not particularly on sheep.
I'm a farmer, so I can battle.
Hey, I'm from ABC TV. What do you reckon about this protest going on here? Ridiculous.
Yeah. Do you think it's a good idea to stop killing sheep for food?
Well, how are we going to survive?
I don't really know what's about it, but I guess someone's got some food.
Yeah. I don't know,
shit.
Cool.
No, I'm... Is that so?
No.
Definitely not. I enjoy my piece of lamb. Well, you should be here defending human beings. You're a human being. You're not a sheep.
Okay, after an hour of hard petitioning, we've managed to muster up 23 signatures.
This clearly wasn't working. If we're going to kickstart this petition, we're going to have to make a few changes around here. Out with the low-interest sheep, and in with a fluffy dog poster that we found in the ABC props department. Besides that, the facts and horrific photos are exactly the same.
And they're slaughtering these puppies every day, farming them, eating them.
By the way, this is totally made up. I have no idea whether they eat dogs in Burma or not. I don't think Burma's even called Burma anymore. Almost straight away, we realised we were on a winner.
They're beautiful bloody dogs.
Well, they're eating them for dinner in Burma. So if you'd like to sign the petition, we'll be
by all,
to Burma.
By all means, yes.
Yeah, but they've got better uses than fucking killing them, isn't it, like that, hanging them up like that. What are they doing, eating them or something?
I've seen places of death. I watched the Asians.
Yeah.
Took up a puppy.
I was living in China. They had them in cages in front of the restaurant.
And the little kids are laughing and they're going, I think it was really funny. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, it's disgusting, because I used to have a dog. It died about a year ago.
That's disgusting. I've never heard of such thing, actually.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm not
I work with meat all day. And...
But that's more disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
So
well, I think it's discreet. I hope, you know, you can do something about it. It's
terrible. Do you mind if we interrupt?
Not in the same.
But, Sonny, what's this petition about?
Yes, well, the lady just explained to me, yes, and I don't agree one little bit.
They're killing all those dogs.
Well, I've got one of the semi-dog and I've had it for about 5 years. They're the most wonderful dogs, especially with my kids. They're beautiful, they are. Absolutely beautiful. Oh, that's sad. That is absolutely disgraceful.
So what about eating? Like, do you eat meat?
Yes, I do, sir.
So what's the difference?
Are you serious?
Yep. Well, relatively serious.
Would you kill a dog like that to eat it? Would you?
Well, I'd find it hard because it's kind of cute. It gives that little yelping sounds and
well,
stuff.
Well, you
like
just
that.
Asked me a question. What's the difference between eating that and meat?
Yeah, well, wouldn't killing a sheep be pretty awful too?
Oh, mate, you're talking. Oh, come on. You should resist.
I can't stand killing the animals.
I could never eat a dog.
I'm
a vegetarian now.
Now?
Yeah, now.
You just changed after, after that one photo.
Yeah, because like,
look,
there's something.
You inspired me. Well, you know, don't lose all your eye and you'll collapse. You know, you're very thin and pale.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks very much.
You would think that we were giving away money. People are very keen for someone who is about the dog.
I thought, if you eat cow or you eat sheep, what's wrong with eating dog or something else? Really, this is misleading people.
What about cows?
I'm
cows the same.
You know, when you say about people liking lamb chops like I do, they eat dogs in those countries. It's a cultural thing, and Pauline Hanson might be right. Some of these foreigners have revolting habits and wouldn't fit into our way of life. They might come over here and eat our dogs. Maybe they should stay where they are.
We nearly got busted when a genuine member of Animal Liberation approached us.
Yeah,
fine,
and I've never heard of you.
No, we're fairly new. We're probably about 3 or 4 months old.
All right, and he's like your president or whatever.
Judy is.
Okay, hi.
Our president.
What's your surname?
Crossing.
Oh, hi. Yeah. I'm from Animal Liver.
Oh,
yeah, and I've never heard of you before.
Oh, no, we're just a new organisation.
Yeah, I raced past before and I was on my way back to sign it. So, what do you put anywhere else?
I'll just go and do the next person, but you can explain it. Or do you want to give
the government from killing dogs for export and food?
Any sort of dog?
Any sort of dog, like domestic dogs, everything, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, our time's up. In exactly the same amount of time, we got 192 signatures. That's nearly 10 times as much as we got for the sheep.
Oh, yeah,
well, we spent 2 solid hours on this research project into food and culture, and the results speak for themselves. Asians are barbaric animal killers. It's estimated that the global food industry is worth around $325 billion a year. From farming to franchising, there are a few ways you can cash in on this lucrative industry. Here's something a girl at work taught me.
Oh, g'day, is this, I can't believe it's not butter? I bought some, and with all due respect, I can't believe I didn't get my stomach pumped, because, there was like a hair in it, like a long black hair, and like, no one in my household has long black hair. I got it from a supermarket in Edgecliff. I think it was Franklin's. My name's Con. I bought a can of Pepsi, like, earlier this morning from a milk bar. And I went to open it, and the metal tag just ripped off, and I couldn't open it. And I went back to the milk bar and kind of told them this, and they were kind of, like, saying, you know, not our problem and stuff like that. It's like, why would I intentionally try to snap off a tag on a Coke can? And he's just screaming at me in the shop. And now I've got a can of Coke and I can't get into it. Look, today, is this who I ring to complain about Gollywog biscuits? Is this what I'd complain if I had a complaint about Weet-Bix? Yeah, don't you think it's a bit kind of insensitive, like calling biscuits Gollywog biscuits? 26 of the 8th, 98. Like, I just grabbed them off the shelf. I bought them. And I don't know why, I just thought they were like teddy bear biscuits, so they didn't like look that hard, I just saw the Arnott's label, and grabbed them off, and then I get home, and like my sister's boyfriend's black, and suddenly I'm serving these Gollywog biscuits, and like everyone's getting up in arms at me, and screaming at me, and saying, why are you so racist? I don't know, it's meant to be like kosher for Pesach, and I don't know what happens when it's open, I don't know whether like a pig's walked on it or something like that. I've always bought it before. I didn't touch this because I'm quite kosher. Oh, g'day, is this some Kraft mayonnaise? When I opened it and I squeezed it, like the bottom burst out of it and squeezed all on me. It was kind of Three Stooges-esque. My name's Con. Well, I don't know, can you just send me something?
A week later, the $325 billion food industry is worth $28 less. Of course, the reason this works is because a food company's biggest fear is that we fear their products. From mad cow's disease to salmonella and product tampering, nothing gets the town talking like a good food scare. And this fear of what's being slipped in before it arrives on our plates goes way back. Primary school days were filled with horror food stories.
Everyone claimed they knew of a friend of a friend who bit into a meat pie at the footy and found a rat's tail, or knew of a friend who found a rat's head in the bottom of a can of soft drink, or at the very least, a baby rat in their dim sum or hamburger. G'day. For our final recipe this evening, you're just going to need a few simple ingredients. You're going to need flour, you're going to need egg, you're going to need breadcrumbs, but most importantly, you're going to need rats. Take the rat, cover it in the flour, dip it in the egg, again make sure it's totally covered, roll it in breadcrumbs, this gives it a really nice coating. Put it in the fry pan on a medium flame, and only turn it once or twice so it remains tender. And voila, there you have it. You can serve them plain, you can eat them with chips, or you can do what I like to do. I think it's important that everyone's nervousness about food continues.
And the two of us need no more. We both found what we were looking for. With the friend to come my own, I'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will be. You gotta send me. And